This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And update on Umpqua Valley Arts, where there are a lot of things going on. Ashley Kluver in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about some of the things that are happening now that people could be signing up for.
Well, I first want to talk about Clay Place because we are almost sold out of our 2025 winter term for the new year. This is very exciting. We love having a full studio, and there are a couple of full packs left, which are the perfect registration type for anybody who wants to start doing clay and they don't have any experience with it.
Wow. Almost sold out for something that starts in January and it's November.
Yeah. Our Clay Place is our most popular studio of the of our campus. And usually we have about 20 spots per registration type, and they usually sell out pretty quickly because of how popular it gets.
Wow. So if somebody who isn't quite ready for a longer term class but wants to try some things, what else is available?
We do have one more one-day workshop before the end of the year. It's our 3D ornaments workshop. Students can come and they'll be able to make 3D ornaments. I don't know if anybody's ever done the fun conical angel projects or anything that some studios may offer. This one's a little different. We're going to do some geometric patterns that we'll be able to fold and build up into 3D shapes.
Wow. And when is that going to be?
That's going to be Saturday, November 30th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
All right. What else is happening at UVA?
So we do have a small note. If anybody happens to miss, like if you rush and go get registered for winter term and miss it, we will have dates for future terms posted. But in the meantime, we have other adult education opportunities as well. We have two candle making workshops in December. Jessica of Heartbeat Homestead is bringing the art of candle making to UVA. You'll be able to learn how to do scent pairings, and then you'll get a crash course in candle making chemistry. It's open to ages 15 and up, and there's two opportunities for this workshop. The first is Monday, December 9th. Seeds are selling out fast in that one. And the second is Monday, December 16th, and both workshops go from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Well, it's the time of the year. Sometimes people would like to try new things for either their home or for gifts for the holidays.
Yeah, and candle making is a really fun one because whether you're making something that can just uplift the feel of your own home or something you want to gift to somebody else in terms of letting them create a nice vibe in their home, it's a really nice opportunity to kind of play around with that, learn that art, and make something you can have for the holidays.
All right. What else is happening for adults?
We also have a class coming up, a drawing class specifically. It's called Ugly Drawing. I know the title sounds a little funny, but bear with me. This is going to be a class where students can break away from the pressures to create the perfect drawing. It's a great way to learn drawing exercises and build your skills, and it's kind of, in a way, play focused. So zero pressure. The idea is that you want to just get loose and get used to just jumping right into skill building. This is going to be a Wednesday and Friday class running from December 4th through December 20th. The time is 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and it is taught by yours truly.
So you have really there with several classes, you have the opportunity to walk in with one skill level and walk out of there with a higher skill level.
100%. And that class, it's great for anybody of all skill levels, honestly, actually. If you're a beginner, it'll be a great way to kind of learn some things that you can use to start working on your artistic path. And then if you're an advanced student, it's a good way to kind of learn some different techniques that you can use in your own practice to kind of build up new things and to add something new to your work.
All right. What about for young people?
For youth. So Kinder Arten program has been growing and going strong. This is our program for anybody who isn't familiar that is hosted after school. It's for ages 5 to 8. And it's a way for young artists to come and learn some skills themselves and just have a really fun after school environment with the arts. It's been Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And if there's anyone who's interested in learning more, we suggest reaching out to chat with us about it. We have a one-time drop-in option to talk with Kate Jardin, our instructor. That way you can kind of see what the class is about and talk with her about the program a little bit. And then we are going to have a short month in December, which we'll be able to let you know about too.
All right. What else is going on for young people?
We also have our young artist studio, which is in full swing. That is still full, but I'm letting everybody know to keep an eye out for that in the future.
All right, very good. And what else are you working on down the road?
So down the road, way down the road, way into summer. it's always nice to think about a little bit of summer in the middle of winter. So summer arts festival planning and work never stops. It's our biggest event of the year, our biggest fundraiser. So we do year-round planning for it. And as of right now, applications are open for the annual event. So if there are any art vendors, any food and beverage vendors, even any performers who want to apply to be part of that event, they can do that on our website at uvarts.com.
All right. And of course, give people the information about the current gallery exhibit.
So the current exhibit is our members exhibit. It's our beloved annual showcase of all of the hard work of our artist members throughout the year. And we have about 112 pieces, 30 of which are RHS high school students. We also have a show in our student gallery called Peace Without Limits. It is a selection of posters that were created for the local Lions Club poster contest. Some really bright, beautiful colored works from the Sutherland Middle School students. And that is going to be up until December 20th.
All right. And what are the hours for UVA?
Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right. Anything else people should know?
Come visit us. And ask us about some of the different things that are going on. We are currently on the search for some more board members. A board is really important for a nonprofit organization like ours to function in a way that is forward thinking, that is always on the rise and looking to new and better things, and to keep up our yearly planning and programming. And so if anybody's interested in knowing what it's like to be a board member and what that's about, please feel free to reach out to us, and we'll be able to direct you to Emily, our interim director, or any of the other board members who would be able to talk to you more about it.
All right, Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.